Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
You have to go where the knowledge is for you today. And it is in totally different places than it used to be. You literally have to go seek out who has the knowledge that you need.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, 3-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back.
With another episode of He Said, She Said.
This is pretty majestic. So I wish you guys could see this. We each have a glass of wine. And we are sitting here looking out at the ocean. And we're in, where are we? Newport. We're in Newport right now.
Newport area.
In an Airbnb that, well.
Actually, Balboa Island.
Balboa Island. Uh-huh. In an Airbnb that Lori had to save the day. So the Airbnb itself is gorgeous. Like, beautiful place. But it was so dirty and gross, you guys. When we got here, Lori had to strip all of the, what do you call that off the cushions? The wraps? The
I literally unzipped all the coverings, the couch coverings, and
chair coverings.
Threw them on hot into the washer because it looked like some sort of scene went down here. I literally was gagging.
We made them deliver us new sheets that night before I went to bed. Like, and we're not high maintenance, like, deliver me sheets. They offered because I messaged them right away. I'm like, this place is atrocious, beautiful, but disgusting. And I really felt bad because...
Well, the sheets weren't washed and the coffee pot had mold over.
It had mold in it.
Like, there were coffee grounds that had blue mold growing everywhere.
And the guy who I could tell, he just kind of manages the company that manages these. He's like, I am so embarrassed. He said, we have not been able to find any reliable cleaners whatsoever. And that's a reflection of what's going on in this nation right now, right? Like, you cannot find anyone to work any jobs anywhere. It is crazy out there. So I felt for them a little bit. Anyhow, this is not an episode about Airbnbs, although...
Now that I've shared this, so many people have told me they're...
Yeah, they're not. Oh, what did we think of today? We're going to call it... Airbnb is going to start a site that stood for...
Barf and Bailed.
No, Arrived, Barfed, and Bailed.
Arrived,
Airbnb.
Barfed, and Bailed.
We're going to start a site called Arrived, Barfed, and Bailed.
So we could warn people of what homes not to go in.
So this, we're on an adventure right now, guys. You know, obviously, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that we're, quote, homeless. We sold our home because we reaped a massive profit out of it. And we bought another home right away already in the same Paradise Valley, Scottsdale area. And so we're super excited about that place.
Got some a little bit of renovating.
A little bit of renovating to do in the backyard, which I'm excited for. But the rest of the house is just breathtaking. But we like projects. Like, yeah. We've learned we really love projects.
We like
projects
being
together.
Busy, especially back there, just because we're not big golfers and we're not big tennis players and things like that. And that's what you do there. That's what you do there. So we like to stay busy while we're there. And that's definitely projects that we are going to love. I have discovered I am obsessed with decorating.
She loves it.
I literally love it. It's a part of my brain that while I'm building light pink, it feels like
therapeutic.
Such a, oh my God, it feels like therapy. I can get lost in it. I love it. I don't feel stressed. Like, it makes all my stress go away.
Yeah, I love decorating homes with you. I thoroughly enjoy going through the designs and the options and all that stuff. I just realized we're really rambling, but we have a point, I promise. We heard something really cool in the walk, so we're kind of setting it up for you.
Okay, I gotta give a shout out to one of my favorite humans and podcasters, Kathy Heller. And I freaking love her podcast that I know you're gonna love. It's called Don't Keep Your Day Job. Does that name get any better? Top podcaster, entrepreneur, business coach, author, and my friend Kathy Heller sits down with successful creative entrepreneurs to learn what it takes to make a living doing what you love. I've admired everything Kathy does from the start of her journey because she takes so much care and has so much intention with everything she does. Her wisdom and tips are unmatched, and I myself have learned so much from her podcast that I've been able to apply growth strategies or light pink and earn your happy. You'll hear from incredible minds like actor Matthew McConaughey, hello, entrepreneur Seth Godin, Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran. I was also a special guest, which was so incredible, plus everyday people who are quitting their jobs as they build their own businesses. If you're tired of building someone else's dream, if you want to quit your job and get paid to work your passion, this is the show for you. Visit kathyheller.com/Lori and you'll get my episodes on Don't Keep Your Day Job, plus a free workshop on how to find your dream path from Kathy, so you can take action and start living life on your terms. You guys, go check it out. Now let's get back to the episode.
So because we sold that home in Arizona and bought another one that we won't close on for a few weeks, we've decided, because Lori, you know, mentioned that we also need more energy and to be in the mix more, we're looking for a second home. We're trying to buy and find a second home in California. And we're staying in Newport for a couple of weeks. And then we're staying in up in LA area for a couple of weeks just to see which one suits us better in the current stage of life that we're in right now. And so we're down here in Newport and we're staying right on the Strand. We're just on an evening walk. You know, we always take a mandatory evening walk and there's tons of people sitting outside. And we were walking by this one family sitting out there. And as we walked by in the perfect timing, we heard this. The guy said to the rest of the family, he said, you know, we used to go to college because that's where the knowledge was.
Said back then, we used to go to college because that's where the knowledge was.
And we didn't stick around here the rest, but Lori, it just launched us on a conversation of like, holy shit, times have changed. Like times have really changed. I mean, it hit us like a ton of bricks that's not necessarily where the knowledge is anymore. And you got to remember, I got kicked out of college. And back then that was shameful. And Lori never went to college. Back then it was shameful. And things turned out pretty damn good for us, I'd say. But it really summed it up for me that, my God, you got to go where the knowledge is. And the knowledge today is not necessarily where the knowledge was yesterday.
Yeah. And even more specifically, I went on a spiral while I was walking because it's not just you got to go where the knowledge is right now. Now it's very specific. You need to go where the knowledge is for exactly what you want to get into. I have friends whose kids are really good at filming things and the kids want to be YouTubers. And it's kind of like, where do these kids go if they want to be a YouTuber? Well, they have to go to these like new homes where all these kids are getting together and they're
content houses,
you know, content houses where they're all hanging out and filming stuff. Like you have to go and get in those groups and meet people and learn about these different things. So it's really a game of where's Waldo? Like, where's the knowledge for you specifically? Our industry, our knowledge was in masterminds. We wanted to grow businesses online. Mm-hmm. So we went to masterminds that taught you how to grow businesses online. Where other people already did it first. So we found those people. You really spot the knowledge, right? You spot where it's at and then you go and you ask them or you figure out where they're learning from. And that is the new way of, that's the new college.
I'm picturing like, 20 years ago, had I gone to my parents and said, guys, I'm not going to college. I'm going to go live in this YouTube house. Remember, YouTube didn't exist back then, but I'm going to go live in this YouTube house and I'm just going to hang out with all these people. We're going to learn and get better at a craft of making silly videos or prank videos or ridiculous videos or educational videos. Whatever. They would have been mortified like it was the end of the world. But this is the world we live in right now. You have to go. I don't care if you're 18, 28, or 108. You have to go where the knowledge is for you today. And it is in totally different places than it used to be. Now it's in masterminds. Now it's in content houses. Now it's in technical school. You literally have to go seek out who has the knowledge mm-hmm. that you need.
Yeah. And I think that if we're not asking ourselves these questions and we think that it's going to be in places like, oh, we should go back to school or I'm not sure where it is, that's really where all you have to do is find the people who are doing it and ask them. And they will have those resources for you.
Because they're willing to help.
Yeah.
Well, guys, listen, speaking of masterminds, as we record this, I have one, maybe two spots left in our elite mastermind that we do every single year. It's the most special group that we put together. And this year, it's the only thing, literally the only offering we're doing the whole year. We walked away from everything else so we can grow our two startups. So that makes this an extra special year to be in it because you're going to be in the depths while we grow these startups. And every year we just refined this group and made it better and better and better. And that's why 65% of people from last year renewed for 2022, 3 months before we even got to 2022. So here's why I mention this. We have more offers extended to people who I've interviewed for it than there are spots available. And if by the time you hear this, if they've taken those spots, then I guess that was meant to be. But in case you want to see if you can get into the room, in case you want to see if you want to mix it up with other like-minded entrepreneurs that totally understand how you tick and how you think and what you need. As a matter of fact, our brand promise in every year in that room is this. It's everything that you need is in that room or one introduction away for 1 year. That's literally what we build. So listen, if that's something you want to be a part of, go check it out. See if there's any spots left. You can text me and ask me. Just text me the word elite and we'll start a conversation. Text me the word elite to 310-421-0416. Again, text me the word elite to 310-421-0416 or go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Again, go to chrisharder.me/mastermind and fill out the application quick. Anyhow, love and appreciate you guys for always listening and sometimes even letting us ramble. as we go through this crazy adventure now of being quote homeless and seeing what towns we're going to land in.
We'll keep you posted.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start
which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you got to go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.